Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we're going to pick just one word out of the Bible and just find a few scriptures about it. It's the best way to learn. Years ago, people used to ask, how'd you learn the Bible? Well, kind of like one word at a time. So I had a W. Vines expository dictionary, and I had my concordance, and I got to where I would just take off on a word. So every day I'd four or five words, and I'd look up three or four scriptures about it. Because I realized something, I didn't speak King James. And so I had to find a new modern translation. So I found the New Living Translation, and that's what I went to. So I read out of that most all the time. I still study King James, I just don't speak it. But what we're going to do today, we're going to pick out a few words. We're going to start today with this word called light, L-I-G-H-T. It's in the Bible a lot, you know, and we're going to find just a few scriptures and kind of get the overview of what God was trying to say about it. So I want to stop today in John chapter 8 and verse 12. John 8, verse 12, the New Living Translation. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you will not have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. I am the light of the world. Well, you know, we make that people think, what's that mean? Well, you know what darkness is, don't you? Everybody's been in the dark at some point in their life. Most kids grow up and they're afraid of the dark. They're like a light left on somewhere. And so all humans love light, like to be able to see where we're going, what are we doing, what's going on. Somebody turn the lights on, you know. And now God designed the human to sleep a third of the life. So that part of your life, that 8 hours, hopefully you're sleeping every night, you need to turn the lights off, turn the TV off, turn the radio off, shut down, let your body get some rest and go to sleep. And don't stay up half the night with everything on and stuff going on. So God had a lot to say about light again. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you'll follow me, you will not have to walk in darkness. A lot like that. Psalm 18, verse 28 says this, you are a lamp for me. The Lord, my God, lights up my darkness. Psalm 18, verse 28. You light a lamp for me. The Lord, my God, lights up my darkness. So I don't care where you're at. You're confused. I don't know what to do. Well, God will show you what to do. God will light up whatever's dark. God will bring light to the situation. There's no need to be in confusion or doubt or unbelief. Whatever you need, God will show you. God will order your steps, direct your paths, guide you in all truth. So light's just a great thing. Psalm 56, verse 13. Psalm 56, verse 13. For you have rescued me from death. You've kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, oh God, in your life-giving light. I'll say that again, oh God, in your life-giving light. So light, life, they go together. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. What is the word of God? That's why you got to read your Bible every day. I don't care if you're just 5 minutes. Just read a few scriptures. Read your Bible every day because it's going to light stuff up for you. I've done it so many times. I've got my 1 year through the Bible that I do every year. It's a paperback Bible. You can buy it in any Bible bookstore. I got the New Living Translations, big old thick paperback. And so I usually read it every day. Every now and then I'll miss a day, but I don't go back and catch up. I'll get it next year. And so I'm going to go through it. I'm looking for scripture. And so every day I'm reading something. And I'm telling you, time after time, might be, you know, Psalm 98 or Proverbs chapter 4 because it's the fourth of the month. And I'll read some, and sometime during that day, something will show up that I read out of that scripture. I said, well, how coincidental is this? Well, it's not coincidence. It's God. God will order your step, direct your path. He'll guide you. And so Psalm 119, verse 130, Psalm 119, verse 130, the teaching of your word gives light. So even the simple can understand. Where do you get the light? Word of God. You got to read your Bible. Well, you're in confusion, you don't know what to do, read your Bible, read a proverb, and you'll get something from it. God will talk to you out of his word and through his word. Ephesians chapter 5, and verse 8. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. So once you were in darkness, all of us were lost as a goose, going to hell in a handbasket, but somebody came and witnessed to us, somebody prayed for us, somebody got us born again, somebody got us in the family of God and said, now You have light from the Lord. Where'd you get that light? God. Where'd you get the darkness? Devil. Where'd you get the light? God. Where'd you get darkness? Devil. Where'd you get the light? God. I now have light from the Lord. So live as people of the light that are not confused. Philippians 2, verse 15. No one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Don't be discouraged, depressed. Just shine. Let your light shine wherever you go. Don't curse the darkness. Light a candle. You know, light something up. Said, live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Well, that's a good wisdom. That's something good to do. Here's the last scripture. 1 John 1:7. But if we are living in the light, as God is light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I do that. We got to get in the light. Where's the light at? It's in the Word of God. Where do you get light from? The Word of God. How do you do that? It's got to get in the Word of God. The Word of God will light your path. So take some time today. Read your Bible. Find out something. It'll bless you, I promise you. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.